For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran. One of the leading bluegrass guitarists in the world will be performing tonight at the Roxy Theater in Franklin, Kentucky. David Greer, whose father played banjo in Bill Monroe's band for many years, will be joined by outstanding mandolin player Mike Compton. Dan Modlin has this report.
David Greer has been named Guitar Player of the Year 3 times by the International Bluegrass Music Association. He says his music was definitely influenced by growing up around outstanding bluegrass players.
Well, you know, it's like if you're a kid and your dad's a mechanic and works around the house. Well, you grow up knowing all about tools and how to use them and what their names are. And it really isn't much different than that. See, my dad played the banjo, so he was always getting invited to picking parties and jam sessions and things of that nature. And, of course, the family would go, too. And it was cool. You can't outrun the sound of a banjo, so no matter where you went, you heard it, which was all right. I liked it, and it was great. And he would give me pointers now and then about how to do things, and that was cool. And through him, he had live tapes of the Kentucky Colonels and Bill Monroe and Stanley Brothers and J.D. Crowe and Tony Rice, so yeah, I got the advantage of to hear all that. He taught me guitar, figuring if I didn't want to play bluegrass, I can play just about anything I wanted if I worked at it, playing the guitar, you know, jazz, country, whatever.
Greer will perform tonight along with an outstanding mandolin player, Mike Compton.
Oh, yeah. Mike is great. You should check Mike out. He writes songs and he sings. Really, really good. He's the mandolin player that plays in a band called the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and they're wonderful.
Whether recording or playing a live performance, Greer says he's very careful in how he selects the guitar he will be using. Over the years, he's used a number of old Martins and some handmade guitars.
Yeah, I've had several, and I don't know which one I'm going to bring up there. We'll have to see. I've had guitars made by, there's the latest ones, this guy out Bellingham, Washington. His name's Dake Trefagan.
Greer says he has some pretty definite ideas about what he wants from an instrument.
The way it sounds and feels, if it vibrates nicely, if it doesn't, if there's weird tone or if it's good tone, you know, just it's all a feel thing, really, for me. Because I like old mahogany guitars. Those are great. Brazilian rosewood on new guitars.
The appearance at the Roxy Theater in Franklin, Kentucky tonight is part of a new program called Bluegrass Fridays at the renovated theater. Mark DeTore is helping to organize that effort.
There's about 6 people other than myself who are all involved and all have different sorts of skills. We have advertising people, we have lawyers, we have cooking people, we have kitchen people, bartenders, everybody coming together to create a community music venue. We're located right on Main Street in beautiful Franklin, Kentucky.
If you'd like more information about tonight's performance at the Roxy of Franklin, you can go online to roxyoffranklin.com. Roxy is spelled R-O-X-Y. The main show tonight scheduled to start at 7 o'clock Central Time. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.